Musical Thrones, a parody. So this is kind of a send-up of the Game of Thrones series on HBO. So if you know the show, I'm sure you're going to get every joke in the show.
That's Emily Bierman, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Emily Bierman is the general manager of the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College in Overland Park. She joins us to talk about upcoming performances at Yardley Hall and the Polsky Theater. Emily, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dan. Thanks so much for having me.
You are here to talk with us about some performances that are coming up starting in March. So what's happening there at the Carlson Center?
You know, this is going to be a really great way to kind of wrap up the season for us. So it's the end of our spring season, and we will begin on March the 3rd, 8 o'clock that night, with Musical Thrones, a parody. So this is kind of a send-up of the Game of Thrones series on HBO. So if you know the show, I'm sure you're going to get every joke in the show. It's a 90-minute show, and it's everything from Daenerys and her dragons to the Lannisters versus the Starks and all that good stuff. There may even be a White Walker in there. So hope you can come out for March 3rd, 8 p.m., Musical Thrones, a parody.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, so less blood on the stage than
hopefully
than
no
series.
Poisonings. Well, yeah. Maybe one, but okay. All right. That will be a fun one.
Again, which venue is that in?
It will be in Yardley Hall. Mm-hmm. So that's our big theater, 1,300-seat theater. And then we move on the following week, March the 10th, with Arlo Guthrie. So Arlo will be with Abe Guthrie and Sarah Lee Guthrie. Those are his children, and a band as well. And they'll all be on stage together pretty much the whole evening. Arlo will tell his wonderful stories. No Alice's Restaurant this time, but he has plenty more. So we're looking forward to this. This will be Arlo's sixth appearance at the Carlson Center. His performances consistently sell out. So if you don't have your tickets yet, you should move quickly because it'll be a great night. So March 10th, 8 p.m. in Yardley Hall.
Okay. And then what's next?
Actually, the next day, also in Yardley Hall, we have the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. So this will be the third time LAGQ has been with us. And a very special component of this concert is a newly commissioned piece written for them by Pat Metheny, who was born and raised, grew up in Kansas City. And so if you love Pat Metheny's music and you love guitar music, you're going to love this concert. So Los Angeles Guitar Quartet will be with us Sunday evening, 7 p.m. in Yardley Hall.
So it sounds like a great merging of jazz and classical, kind of a hybrid sort of thing.
That's true. Mm-hmm. LAGQ is really known for their classical guitar chops. Mm-hmm. So they really have that nailed. And they've been kind of making exploration into the jazz genre for many, many years. And so they teamed up with Pat, and he's just written a really wonderful piece for them. So a little bit of something for both sides of the aisle, so to speak.
Okay, great. Yeah.
March 16th is a Friday evening. The show is called One Night of Queen. This is performed by Gary Mullen and the Works. Gary Mullen has won competitions in Europe as the best Freddie Mercury impersonator on the planet, and he is still doing a great job. So since Freddie's no longer with us, this is kind of the next best way to get your Queen fix. So that's March 16th, Friday evening at 8 o'clock in Yardley Hall. Tickets are going fast for that one as well, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we continue to move through the month, we have Matt Otto Quintet on March 18th. That's a Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. And this is in our smaller venue in the Polsky Theater, and it's one of our Winterlude events. Winterlude includes five concerts a year that focus on local Kansas City jazz musicians. So Matt Otto is somebody that's moved to the Kansas City area in the last few years. He plays a saxophone. He's bringing a killer quintet with him this time. So that's March 18th, 7 o'clock in the Polsky Theater, and just straight ahead Kansas City jazz. If you're a jazz lover, you're going to love that. April 7 and 8 is a show called Dao Drum Heart. So this is basically taiko drumming, Japanese drummers. There's also some acrobatics and other things thrown in as well. The show is really highly produced, so it's kind of a slick show. But the performers in the show are just amazingly talented and really nail it. So if you like taiko drumming, you're going to love Dao. And that's April 7 and 8, 7 o'clock both evenings in Yardley Hall. Mm-hmm. And then we wrap up the season in April on the 21st with Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. If you know a little girl who likes to be a princess, this is the show for her. And for those of us old enough to remember Leslie Ann Warren on CBS once a year back in the day, the Rodgers and Hammerstein score includes those songs. So In My Own Little Corner, In My Own Little Chair, and It's Impossible. So the show was actually remounted on Broadway in 2014. It won some Tony Awards for Laura Osnes, who played Cinderella, and for costume design. So when Cinderella makes that transformation from Cinderella to the princess, there's no electronics or digital stuff. It's a costume change, but it happens right before your eyes in about 2 seconds on stage. It's pretty amazing. We hope you can come out for Cinderella on April 21st.
So information about all these performances available on your website.
Yes, jccc.edu/Carlson Center. And that's available anytime 24/7, and you can buy tickets online. You can give us a call Monday through Friday, or you can come by the box office on the night of a performance and purchase tickets at the door.
Emily, thanks for talking with me.
Thanks so much, Dan. It's great to be here.
Emily Bierman is the general manager of the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College in Overland Park. More interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You'll find us on Facebook at KPR Conversations, and you can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.